Thank you, Father Gary. The Knights of Columbus are so pleased that Father Gary has allowed us this opportunity to ask the parish to join together to confront one of the greatest social issues of our time and our generation, the protection of life from the moment of conception until natural death. In a couple of minutes, it's almost impossible to tell you how important this social evil is to the Catholic Church. We are an evangelizing parish, where our idea is to witness to Christ. There is no better witness to Christ than witnessing to life. We do not treat the right to life issue as a hobby. It is an issue where decisions are made between life and death, between heaven and hell. In the United States, there was a congressman named Henry Hyde, and he was a Catholic gentleman who understood how important the right to life was. And oftentimes he would use his Catholic faith when he talked to Congress to pass bills that would protect life. On one he said, "I am not embarrassed to say that one day I will be asked, as each one of us will be, to give an account for what I have done, and maybe more importantly, for what I haven't done. I believe in a merciful God, but I also believe in a just God. And I am terrified at the thought of standing in front of God at my judgment and having to explain why I stood unmoved while Herod's slaughter of the innocents was reenacted in my own country." The Knights of Columbus are happy to give us as a parish and to join us as a parish in three events that will show that we also understand how sacred life is. The first event is on April 16th. The Knights of Columbus have joined with the Catholic School Board in presenting a workshop to the grade eights from Hanover, Waukegan, and Chepstow. The group that will be doing the workshop is from Toronto, and the theme is Made by Love, for Love, with Love. And it is hoped that this workshop, supported by the parish, supported by the school, supported by their parents, will give our young people another tool, some more ideas about how to use their God-given human sexuality in a responsible way. At night on the 16th, it is a program for parents and grandparents and any of us, any who are interested in how do you talk about pro-life issues with young people, with our friends, with our neighbors. Please come to it. More information is in the bulletin that will tell you when and where it will be held. The second thing we offer is the opportunity to join us at the largest March for Life in Canada in Ottawa on May the 9th. We are sponsoring buses to go down to the March for Life. And if you have an interest in doing this, at the end of Mass, at the back, Brother Dave Hunt will be at the table back there, and there's a sign-up sheet. If you're not certain whether you can join us or not, phone the parish office and let them know, and a knight will get in touch with you and give you the particulars. And the third thing that we ask, with the workshop and the buses and the other things that we're doing, it runs into several thousands of dollars. And you may not be able to go with us to Ottawa, you may not be able to attend the workshop, but if you could give us some financial help, it would be greatly appreciated. The government will not allow us to use the monies we make with our charity license. We can't use bingo money, raffle money, ticket money, Nevada tickets, none of that. They'll take away our charity license. It has to be through the generosity of the parish. And we ask you if you can do that tonight, that'd be wonderful. Give it to Brother Dave, or drop it off at the office, the parish office, or give it to a knight when you're able to make that donation. Henry Hyde, who I mentioned before, talked about what he thought would happen when he died. He also, just before he died, gave one of his most famous speeches for life. And in it he said, "When the time comes, and it surely will, When we face that awful moment, that final judgment, it could be a moment of terrible loneliness when you have no advocates. You are alone, standing before God, and a terror will rip through your soul knowing what might happen. But I really think that those who support life will have a chorus and choir of voices that were never heard in our world, but are now heard more beautifully and clearly in the next. And they will plead with God for us. They will say to God, "Save him, for he loved us." And God will turn to us and say, not, "Did you stop abortion?" But he will ask us, "Did you try? Please try. Please help. Please join us." Thank you. Mm-hmm.